Would everyone in the Senate chambers please rise, and our guests in the gallery, for a prayer by our Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
In the 42nd Psalm we hear, put your trust in God, for I will yet give thanks to him, who is the hope of my countenance and my God. Gracious God, we know that you know the difficulties many face in today's trying times. So increase in us hope for the future and guide our hearts and our minds in the tasks that are before us this week. And direct our work that we might produce that which is helpful and needed by our people. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir.
Enjoy the night. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from St. Genevieve, here. You're here. Senator from the 15th here. Is here. Senator from the 20th here. Is here. A quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 13th day, Thursday, January 31st, 2019. The Senate met pursuant
Senator
to
from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The reading shall be waived. Introduction of guests. Senator from Clay County.
I rise for a special introduction.
Proceed.
Thank you. I'm pleased to introduce my intern for this year, Louise Ortiz. Louise joins us from Truman State University. He's also a senator in that he serves in the esteemed Student Senate at Truman State. He's studying political science and hails from Lee's Summit, Missouri. We're grateful for his service, and I'd appreciate if you join me in making him feel welcome.
Let's welcome the intern for the senator from Clay's office for this year. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Phelps County, for what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, I have three bills.
Send your legislative package forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, read the first bill.
Yes.
Senate Bill Number 330, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to special license plates.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 331, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to memorial infrastructure.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill Number 332, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to driver's licenses.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 11th District, for what reason do you stand?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. I will send it forward, and no explanation necessary.
Send your bill forward. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the Senator from the Blue Tie Caucus's bill.
Senate Bill Number 333, introduced by Senator Rizzo, an act relating to a sales tax for fire protection.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from, Senior Senator from St. Charles County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation necessary, Mr.
President. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Senate Bill Number 334, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to the offense of driving with prohibited blood alcohol or drug content.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 335, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to the sale of certain medical marijuana products.
Introduction of bills, Senator from the 24th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am part of the Blue Tie Caucus, I want you to know. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 336, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to child care facilities.
Senator, would you care to explain the bill?
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. Mr. President, this bill has been in the works long before I was a member of the Senate or the House. So almost a dozen years now, not long before, but shortly before. Almost a dozen years now, we have worked with various parties and interest groups. We've worked with the department and even with the governor's office. This is a bill to make sure that our kids in unlicensed in-home child care facilities stay safe. So I'm excited to try to move that forward this year. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills, the Senator from Jefferson County.
I have five great bills.
Mr. Doorman, please get a two-wheeler and bring the five bills from the Senator from Jefferson County forward. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the first of five bills.
Senate Bill number 337, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to pre-need funeral contracts.
Madam Secretary, please read the Senator from Jefferson County's second bill.
Senate Bill number 338, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to emergency contraception coverage for MoHealthNet participants.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 339, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to mortgage broker licensing.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 340, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to alcohol trade practices.
Madam Secretary, please read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill number 341, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to death investigations.
Introduction of bills. The senator from the 9th District was first on her feet in a heated competition.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Could we get a little order in the chamber so that we can hear the secretary read the very important piece of legislation from the center of the 9th District?
Senate Bill number 342, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to the designation of memorial infrastructure.
Introduction of bills. The senator from the 23rd District of St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills, and no explanation is required.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill from the senator of the 23rd District.
Senate Bill number 343, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to fantasy sports contests.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 344, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to retail storage and transport of alcohol.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. For the first time in 3 years, the president is waiting on the floor leader. Senator from Boone.
Will you inquire of the secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, I ask that they please be read.
There are messages. Madam Secretary, please read those messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 397, entitled An Act Relating to the Protection of Children from Sex Trafficking. in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I would ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be the order of announcements. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tonight is the Senate bowling tournament. Fantastic, fun event for everybody to come. It'll be a great night. Lots of teams, food, drink, etc. And we would invite everyone to be there. We are raising money for Welcome Home, which is an organization in Columbia that's committed to eradicating veterans' homelessness and effectively has done so, Mr. President, in Columbia with the addition of their two facilities. We think this is a model that can be duplicated and replicated around the state. It's a great cause. It'll be a lot of fun and would invite everybody to come out for a great night.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements. Announcements. Senator from St. Genevieve.
Seeking unanimous consent, we have some guests in the building today. They're not here right now, but I would like to recognize them because they are the part of the Missouri Higher Ed Compact.
Hearing no objection, please proceed, Senator.
My apologies, Mr. President. I would like to introduce the president of the MHEC as Susan Hegard, Vice President Robert Trimbath, and Chair Ken Sauer. They're here with us in the building today to promote a higher ed compact that we're part of, and it's been a tremendous savings to the state. We'd like for the body to make them feel welcome as they come by their offices.
Let's make the guests of the Center from St. Genevieve feel welcome in the building today. Announcements. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I just wanted to announce that the Appropriations Committee will be meeting at 8:30 in the morning, and we'll be going over Department of Natural Resources, Department of Agriculture, and the Department of Conservation. So.
Thank you, Senator. Announcement, Senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Reform will meet at 8 a.m. in Senate Committee Room 1.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.